Today from the Ohio Newsroom, getting out the vote with art.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering online graduate degree programs in clinical mental health counseling, school counseling, and art therapy. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Every Tuesday leading up to November 5th, we're looking at a different issue at stake in the election. While many politicians are focusing on immigration or abortion as key issues, one Ohio group is turning to art to push voters to the polls. From Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU, Ali Vugrinsik reports.
Over the course of a few days in mid-September, posters cropped up in cities across Ohio. A ballot box as a speaker, a dove carrying a banner, a hand picking a petal of a flower. And all of them have the same message. Vote.
They stand out nicely. I'm really happy with the way they're fitting into the landscape.
The temporary posters in Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Dayton, and one large permanent mural in Cincinnati's Over the Rhine neighborhood, are the work of activist and street artist Shepard Ferry. The South Carolina-born artist is best known for his early Obey campaign, which featured a stylized image of Andre the Giant. But this election season, Ferry teamed up with Arts Vote Ohio and a slew of local artists to spread one crucial message. Art can, and should, play a role in civic engagement. Sarah Sisser heads up the Arts Vote Ohio initiative. She says Ohio's creative sector, which includes visual and performing artists, musicians, designers, and others, is more than 150,000 strong, and it makes up about 3% of the state's annual gross domestic product.
With numbers like that, we can certainly have an impact in an election.
Arts Vote's aim is twofold: to use art to inspire everyone to vote, and to remind artists to vote for what matters most to them as artists. Arts Vote Ohio is nonpartisan, but Sisser hopes the organization will help artists and art patrons keep arts funding and issues top of mind when they go to the ballot box. In Cuyahoga County, for example, voters are considering increasing a tax on cigarettes that generates money for local arts and culture initiatives.
I don't think it's naive to say that arts, at least in Ohio, are not a partisan issue.
The National Arts Vote movement started in 2020, but Sisser says the effort here only really ramped up late last year. Now, Arts Vote is educating Ohioans with resources like a funding trail that shows how arts funding moves from the federal government to state and local levels. And it's handing out 3,000 nonpartisan yard signs designed by a dozen Ohio artists. They include everything from a colorful bird saying, "Your vote is your voice," to the stripes of an American flag falling into a crowd of people. Dan Gerdeman from Pickerington contributed his work to Arts Vote's online campaign, which is open to all Ohio artists. His cartoon featured candy and the message, "Voting is sweet."
As an artist, I have a voice and I want to share that voice. I just think it's a privilege to be able to vote.
And at nearly every Arts Vote event, attendees could register to vote. 18-year-old Audrey Osman of Loveland registered when she attended a September artist talk with Ferry at the Contemporary Arts Center in Cincinnati.
I think it's really important for even young people, because I think that sometimes we can be a little afraid to vote and that maybe our vote won't matter.
Her message to other young folks and creatives echoed Ferry's and Arts Vote Ohio's message.
Please vote.
Ferry knows firsthand the impact that art can have on the democratic process. His Barack Obama hope poster became iconic during the 2008 election. A New Yorker art critic called it the most efficacious American political illustration since Uncle Sam Wants You.
Thank you all so much.
Ferry used his talk in Cincinnati to remind the audience, which included folks from as far away as Detroit, that a robust democracy creates the greatest good for the greatest number of people.
I think the public space is a really democratic venue. So when you see something that is message-oriented and art-oriented, it stands out, and it actually is a little symbol of individual expression.
Ferry believes in that individual expression, on the canvas and at the ballot box. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ali Bugrinsik.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.